everyone. We are in the Luis Morales Radio, and I am Elif from Turkey. Today I'm gonna talk about the Turkey, that is a country. Okay, let's start. Are you ready to learn? Turkey is the only country that occupies a unique geographic position, partly Asia and partly in Europe. So, where is the Turkey? Let's find it out. Turkey is a transcontinental Euro-Asian country. It is a country in both Europe and Asia. Asian part includes 97% of Turkey, and the rest 3% belongs to the European side. The Bosphorus separated by the Sea of Marmara and Dardanelles. Turkey, the country is bordered by 8 countries, which are Greece, Bulgaria, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Iraq, Iran, and Syria. The country is peninsula, which surrounded by seas on 3 sides, with Aegean Sea, Black Sea, and Mediterranean Sea. After we learned a little bit information about geographic position, let's continue with history. Turkey was founded in 1923, after the World War I and a war of independence. Before that, Turkey was the core of the Ottoman Empire. During to the 14th century, after the Mongol Empire, Lord Osman built a new empire named after himself. So, Ottoman Empire was founded. It's become one of the largest existing empires of all the time. The empire also stretched it across the Balkans in Europe. The kingdom was ruled by Muslim law, but the other religions had certain minority rights too. In World War I, the Ottoman Empire was one of the central powers. And after lost the war, the Ottoman Empire was destroyed. Just after, Atatürk, the father of Turks, founded in 1923 the Republic of Turkey. He is known as a Turkish World War I hero because led the founding of the Republic of Turkey after the collapse of the 600-year-old Ottoman Empire and 3-year War of Independence. He also made many changes that make Turkey more modern. He enacted numerous reforms, many of which incorporated various aspects of Western thought, philosophy, and customs into the new form of Turkish government. Now, I want to talk about the most important information about Turkey. Turkey is a republic, and there are 80 million people live there. The capital and second largest city of Turkey is Ankara. The largest and most crowded city is Istanbul, which is the only city in the world that has land on 2 different continents, Europe and Asia. And it's also most crowded city in Europe too. About 15 million of people live in Istanbul. In Turkey, there are 81 provinces. Each province has its own little government. But they can only make decisions about small things. The government in Ankara decides the important issues. The provinces are in 7 regions, which are Aegean, Black Sea, Central Anatolia, Eastern Anatolia, Marmara, Mediterranean, and Southeastern Anatolia. The people and population, about 8 million people live in Turkey. Most of them are ethnic Turks, about 15% are Kurds, and also there are many refugees from Syria, over 2 million, because they have run away from the Syrian civil war. Language, the country official language is Turkish. And there are also minorities who speak languages such as Arabic or Kurdish. And many others. Many of the young adults can also speak English. Religion. Turkey is a secular state with no official state religion. The Turkish constitution provides for freedom of religion and conscience. However, about 90% of Turks are Muslim. Turkish culture is the modern Islamic culture with European influence. Different parts of Turkey have similar but not exactly the same lifestyles. For example, Southern Turkey is somewhat more traditional. East and Southeastern Turkey made up of mostly Kurds. They generally have less modern and more Islamic lifestyles. Education. Turkey's literacy rate is currently 95%. People in Turkey are required to go to school for 12 years. Economy. The currency in Turkey is Turkish lira. That the first coins were made in Turkey. Nowadays, 1 euro equals 5 Turkish lira. Let's talk about foods. Turkish people have many ethnic and famous foods. Turkish cuisine, one of the top 10 cuisine in the world. The cuisine combines Mediterranean, Central Asian, Ottoman Empire, and Arabic influences. And it's extremely rich. Beef is the most important meat. Lamb is also common, but pork is very hard to find. Turkish cuisine uses lots of vegetables, meat, yogurt for the sauce. Turks usually prefer a rich breakfast and homemade food. And a typical meal starts with soup and followed by a dish made of vegetables or meat. And it ends with one dessert. At breakfast and all day long, Turkish people drink black tea. Tea is made with 2 teapots in Turkey. Strong bitter tea, made in the upper pot, is diluted by adding boiling water from the lower. And also Turkish coffee, usually served after meals. To talk about the dressing style in Turkey, dress standards are probably the most confusing Turkish culture to understand, because it varies from region to region. In the Aegean and Mediterranean sites have relaxed. However, to visit a mosque or explore conservative neighborhoods, men should wear a shirt and women should cover their upper arms and upper legs. If visiting a mosque, men should wear trousers and women should cover their hair. Turkish people are very friendly, polite, hospitable people. To have a meal with friends and family is so important for them. Turks are extremely patriotic and hold their flag in high regard. Flag is most important thing for them. Tourism and also Turkey is a popular place for tourists to visit. It has hundreds of kilometers of beautiful beaches on coasts and many historical places and natural places too. Okay, I've tried to tell some informations about Turkey. I hope these informations will be useful for you. Thank you for listening to me.